Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, and I've been a pastor for over 40 years and a lifelong student of the Bible. And I believe that a bit of the Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I'm here to speak God's holy word into your ears. Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern Time for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary. I'll read it from a modern English translation. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and get a bigger bite of the Bible. You can go to thevoiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, for instance, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. My mission is to get a bit of the Bible in the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord. The Voice of God Daily for Wednesday, February 2, 2022, from the Revised Common Lectionary, The Presentation of the Lord, Luke 2, verses 22 through 40, reading from the Message. Here is the voice of God. Then when the day stipulated by Moses for purification were complete, they took him up to Jerusalem to offer him to God as commanded in God's law. Every male who opens the womb shall be offered wholly to God, and also to sacrifice the pair of doves or two young pigeons prescribed by God's law. In Jerusalem at that time there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, who lived in the prayerful expectancy of help for Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. "God, you can now release your servant. Release me in peace as you promised. With my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's now out in the open for everyone to see. A God revealing light to the non-Jewish nations and of glory for your people Israel." Jesus' father and mother were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child marks both the failure and the recovery of many in Israel, a figure misunderstood and contradicted. The pain of the sword thrust through you, but the rejection will force honesty, and God reveals who they really are." Anna, the prophetess, also was there, a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was by now a very old woman. She had been married 7 years and the widow for 84. She never left the temple area, worshiping night and day with her fasting and prayer. At the very time Simeon was praying, she showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Jerusalem. When they finished everything required by God and the law, they returned to Galilee and their own town, Nazareth. There the child grew strong in body and wise in spirit, and the grace of God was on him. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. On the Voice of God Daily, we love to share resources which can help you go deeper in your study of scriptures. The book, The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days, by Reverend Rob Fuquay, the pastor of the St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, is just such a resource, particularly as we come up upon Lent of the year 2022. Jesus' passion story is presented each Lent in countless churches every year, but there is one play presented by the inhabitants of a small village called Oberammergau in Bavaria, Germany, is the longest-running performance of all, and it's staged every 10 years since 1634. And the play makes an impact not only on the villagers who portray the characters, but on all who see it. And in the book, The Passion Play, Rob Fuqua follows the biblical story of the Passion and shows how this amazing play has been used both as a ritual of praise and later as a weapon through its anti-Semitic past. The book makes a perfect six-week Lenten group study when paired with the leader guide and the DVD. And it's all filmed in location in Germany and includes behind-the-scenes footage of the production. I have this resource. I commend it to you. Perfect for your personal Lenten Bible study and or your church's small group Bible study. I commend it to you. It's called The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days by Rob Fuqua. The connection to get this resource is through cokesbury.com/thepassionplay. And we'll put links to that in our show notes here on The Voice of God Daily. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Sisters and brothers, let us lift our hearts in faith to the one who hears all our prayers and holds close all those in need. Holy God, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as our Savior. Bring healing to all wounds, make whole all that is broken, speak truth to all illusion, and shed light in every darkness, that all creation will see your glory and know you are Christ. Amen.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.